Before the Walker administration and Republican-controlled legislature restricted collective bargaining for public employees, some school districts and municipalities settled contracts that did not lower their take-home pay. But reduced state aid forced some local officials to ask unions to reconsider. The window in which municipalities can change existing contracts will close soon. This window is known as Act 65. And Jerry Schutz, the city administrator in Milton, says it allowed them to offer workers cheaper insurance. Other communities wanting to modify their contracts are getting mixed signals.
I know many communities are in discussions with their unions right now. Some have reached out, received a more warm response. Others have talked to unions and said they're not interested in opening up contracts or discussing it. So it really depends on the kind of the climate of each individual community.
In Dane County, the largest public worker union went back to the table and came up with a tentative agreement to phase in retirement contributions starting in 2013. Workers will also take 3 unpaid days when non-essential county services close. Dane County exec Joe Parisi says those 2 measures will save about $2 million in next year's budget. But after that...
Well, the challenge is after 2013, we don't exactly know what the landscape's going to look like bargaining-wise, what we're able to do. We are not allowed to open up contracts again after this window closes.
Earlier, Dane County workers agreed to higher health co-pays and voluntary leave. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.